Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. That is the point of the show. And Aria, I hear that your restrictions in the Crypto 6 case have loosened a little bit.
Yeah, loosened a little bit. I mean, I'm allowed to use YouTube and Twitch and stuff for purposes other than gaming now, so I can actually catch up on some of the music videos and stuff that I've missed, and that's wonderful.
That restriction never made any sense whatsoever.
It didn't. I mean, a lot of them didn't. Like, having only one social media platform didn't make any sense to me. I'm officially back on Twitter, so that's wonderful.
All right.
In case I happen to get, you know, banned from YouTube again. Yeah.
Probably get banned from Twitter again, too.
I do get banned from YouTube all the time, but I'm at Facebook. I will still have somewhere. I've only been suspended from Twitter once, and that was for repeatedly calling Sununu a fag until evidently he or someone else reported it.
I was just suspended, I seem. I was telling Ian today, I was like, she did get kicked off Twitter once, and I said it was for that.
It was temporary, but it didn't go away until the person who was managing my account then went into Twitter and manually deleted the tweet. And at that point, they reinstated the account for whatever reason. Very,
wow.
Very peculiar.
It's ridiculous. So congratulations on that. Now you have more freedom to do things online. You get more show prep abilities and that sort of thing. So
yeah, I can use Wikipedia and stuff now. So if there's something I need to learn about, I can actually go and learn about it.
It'll make the next year of awaiting the trial a little bit more tolerable under your bail conditions.
A little bit more, yeah.
Since they've now, and there was a meeting this morning of the attorneys and the judge. It's what they call a status conference. And in that status conference, again, we weren't allowed to attend, but the attorneys were. And according to my conversation with my attorney afterwards, he said that it's now going to be at least November of 2022.
I still think that's too optimistic.
Yeah.
I think come November it'll get pushed back to May of 2023, and we might actually see it happen in November of 2023. But I'm still betting on May of 2024, honestly.
Meanwhile, I can't leave my house without permission from the government.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
And our friend Nobody, co-host Nobody, he cannot be on the radio with us. And you and I are the only two of the six defendants that can even have communications with one another.
Yeah.
So it's just a crazy, crazy situation. If you want to know more about what happened to us on March 16th of this year, head over to thecrypto6.com. I don't know if they've posted the new Ledger documentary there. I know the
I was told they did.
Said that he was going to, so that would be a good thing. So check that out. Yeah, there is a new documentary that's out there about us. It's like a 10-minute little quickie that you can
watch. It's really good, though.
It is well done. And obviously in favor of the Crypto 6.
Well, so. It was made by Ledger. I mean, they're
correct.
A blockchain
wallet. So, of course, you can join us here and you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. There was a video that was being passed around social media in the last 24 hours of one of these goons in Australia. Apparently, this is the Northern Territory. So this is a different area than we've normally talked about. We've talked about Melbourne. We've talked about Victoria. Those, I believe, are the southeastern corner of Australia. This is the Northern Territory.
And creative name.
And here is what Michael Gunner, I believe, is his name. Now, who is he? Their chief minister. So, like, I don't know, the prime minister or something like that for that specific territory. Here's what he had to say, and then we'll get into an article about it. But
as you know, last night we took an urgent action to escalate our response in these communities, immediately implementing a hard lockdown. That means residents.
That's the word hard.
Okay, I was
hard lockdown.
Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the fire reasons to leave their home. They can only leave for medical treatment in an emergency or if required by law.
Right, so the other word that was I did not understand until I saw the actual transcript, they no longer have the five reasons. Almost sounded like you said fire. The five reasons. So, like,
so they were allowed to leave their home, but only for five specific reasons.
Right. Now that's gone, and now they can only leave for a medical emergency or if required by law. So if they have a court date or something like that.
So how are these people supposed to get food?
Guess that's up to them to figure out.
Do they have DoorDash there? Are they allowing that?
They probably feed you in prison. I would just go outside, get put into prison, and at least I would be able to have food.
Well, and that's
what's the difference?
That's a good point, Bonnie, because that's absolutely what is happening, as he will reveal here.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to House Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now. I contacted the Prime Minister last night. We are grateful for the support of about 20 ADF personnel as well as army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts and to support the communities.
Okay, so translation, what he just said was that anyone who is a case or a close contact, so somebody with whom they can prove that you have had, you know, you've been at the workplace with this person or you're a household member or you walked by them on the street. I don't know. But, you know, they're going to ask them, hey, who have you had contact with? And then they're going to go and snatch all those people up. And they literally are being taken by the army, the Australian Defense Force. That's the ADF that he mentioned, in army trucks to what is called Howard Springs Quarantine Center. Now, were you guys on the show when we talked about the quarantine centers in Australia?
I have not heard about it.
Yeah, like some weird name like Happy Land. It wasn't Happy Land, it was something else.
Yeah, there's a new one where they're building. I know you're talking about it was, I forget it.
Yeah,
as well,
something weird like that.
There was one that hadn't been built yet that they were announcing. Wellcamp.
Wellcamp.
That's what it was. Wellcamp. As though, strangely, it's actually the name of the place that they're building it just by coincidence, but it sure does sound like a place where you go to get well.
The camp where you go to get well, yeah.
But they already have facilities there that were built for other purposes. In the case, I think, of Howard Springs, which he mentioned, if I recall it correctly, it was like sort of a, almost like a, it looks like a trailer park almost. Looks like manufactured housing, but not trailers, but kind of that same look to the housing.
Like the FEMA camps post New Orleans after Katrina?
Maybe not as crappy, but, okay. But it was made by private industry for like workers on certain construction projects, like that they had to stay on for a long time or something like that. And the facilities, I guess, were purchased by, or they're being rented maybe by the government. So anyway, it looks like you're in like a manufactured homes kind of trailer park, and there's men and women that are the government agents working there that walk around in complete hazmat uniforms.
I assume this area is fenced in, right?
Yes.
With like razor wire at the top.
I presume there's razor wire at the top. If there's not, I bet you they're going to add it real soon.
Yeah, because people don't like being, you know, in prison.
Held against their will.
Yeah, concentration camps, you might say.
So the story here from TheGuardian.com, their COVID outbreak in the Northern Territory is expected to grow beyond locked down areas after 9 new cases.
Oh my God.
The horror. Were detected in the remote community of Binjari, about 320 kilometers to the south of some other town. Let's see. Binjari has, it's very small. There are 274 people living in Binjari. So this is sort of like, this is like out in the bush, I think.
Yeah, fewer than 300 people living there is, that's not even a town. That's like a village.
Binjari and nearby Rockhole have been placed into strict lockdown in response to the outbreak, and the Australian Defence Force has been called in to help with transferring positive cases and close contacts. The NT's chief minister said a 78-year-old woman was being treated in the hospital, while the other 8 cases have been taken to the Howard Springs Quarantine Center.
Why can't they just be left at home?
This is hard. They're getting hard with this lockdown, and they're getting serious.
I was going to ask, what is a hard lockdown earlier?
Well, it's where he described where you don't get to leave your house for any reason at all except for a medical emergency, basically. That's it. Or if you have court. One or the other. So that's it. Well, if you're caught outside of your house, they're going to hurt you or something. I don't know.
But having COVID isn't really a medical emergency for like 99.9% of the population. So the Australian military is breaking this dude's orders by allowing people out of their house.
Oh, it's for a medical, or it's for a governmental purpose, so it's totally fine.
True.
Remember, they exempt themselves from their own rules in this case. 603-283-6160, and in most cases, 603-283-6160. We'll tell you more about the hard lockdown coming up here in moments. And do you think this can't happen here? It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. tell you, right now, actually, two of the countries on the planet that are the most offensive, the most crackdowning, the most cracking down, the most oppressive, I guess, would be the
most
right.
Most egregious human rights.
Yeah. The crackdown under.
Yeah, a crackdown under. Yeah. It's happening there, but also Austria. We should they deserve a mention here because Austria has made it the first nationwide unvaccinated lockdown. Now, in places like Australia, they have state-wide lockdowns, and I suspect that is what's going on with the Northern Territory, where if you are unvaccinated, you have to be in a lockdown, but they'll let you out for five specific reasons. One of which is to go shopping, you know, get essential items, so-called. Right?
Which seems store. Like it would be important for a person to be able to do.
And this is supposedly the softer lockdown, or are you describing...
That's correct. That is the softer, the normal lockdown. But now, two towns, and they're very small, Rock Hole and Binjari with... I couldn't even find the population of Rock Hole, but Binjari, just a few hundred people... have been put into a hard lockdown, which means that the only reason you should be outside of your house, according to these government gangsters, is if you have a medical emergency.
What shocks me most about how Australia is handling this is that you have to be inside your house. You can't be in your backyard, on your property, or anything like that. You have to actually be inside your house.
No new cases were confirmed on Sunday, but Gunner, this is the premier or whatever, the chief minister of Northern Territory in Australia, said more should be expected in Binjari, and lockdown arrangements for nearby Katherine and Robinson River were likely to be in place for several weeks. Quote, what has become clear to us based on the level of movement that has been happening in some communities outside of Katherine is there's a real risk the virus has reached the connected communities further away. Given this, we are issuing a mask mandate for communities in the west local government areas. And then he names them off. Gunner said Binjari was a low vaccination community and urged people to get vaccinated against COVID.
I can't believe Australians are still putting up with this nonsense. You've been locking down off and on, mostly on,
yep,
for the last year, and it hasn't worked yet.
Yeah.
It has not eliminated COVID-19. It should be clear at this point that their life is going to be perpetual lockdowns every few weeks if they continue to allow this.
And it should be clear that the vaccinations and the lockdowns and the masking all combined don't do diddly squat to stop this virus.
They certainly don't.
But that's not really what this is all about, is it? It's not really about stopping a virus. That's just the excuse that these government gangsters are using to exercise as much control as they can get away with on these populaces. That's what this is.
It's crazy to me that there are that many people in Australia willing to be the cops and the military that enforce these laws. It's crazy.
Well, hey, they got to pay the bills, right? They got to put the kids through school. I mean,
they're just following orders.
Yeah, I mean, they can't lose their jobs. I mean, it's not like freedom matters to them, obviously. It's the job that's important. When you talk to, cops...
How could you say that and stop everybody else in your community from working at their jobs? How could you even believe that?
Well, that's a great question. I would love to hear a police officer answer questions like that. But
they wouldn't.
No.
They would just say something like, look, I'm just doing my job, or just doing as I was ordered, or whatever. Because that's their favorite line of defense.
It didn't work in Nuremberg, but I don't think you're going to have the international court putting anyone or holding anyone responsible for this.
Maybe in time, but for now, the international court is firmly behind
the whole world,
this sort of
thing. Yeah, I mean, almost every government on the planet, with few exceptions, I mean, Sweden, maybe Belarus, that's about it. Maybe there's something I'm missing. If I am, let me know where else in the world, you can avoid this stuff. 603-283-6160. Maybe there's some island nation somewhere that's not taking this seriously. I don't know.
Well, in the United States, it varied drastically from one state to another.
It still does.
Yeah, but every single state, I believe, in the U.S. locked down at least temporarily. I believe even Florida did at one point.
Here they called it Stay at Home 2.0 in New Hampshire.
Did they call it 2.0?
Yeah, I don't know what 1.0 was, but it was always called Stay at Home. They didn't use the term lockdown because it technically wasn't.
No, it was very advisory
for
the average person. It was a lockdown for businesses, for people who owned restaurants and bars and
That's
stuff like
true.
That. But for the individual who was just going about their lives, it left this great big loophole for people to drive through that whatever one deemed essential was essential.
So going on here, they're talking about how they're going to likely, you know, expand these lockdowns to nearby communities.
Well, of course they are.
They announced that 5 men and 4 women had been diagnosed in Binjari late on Saturday. It's understood the group is from several different households. So just because 9 people got COVID, it doesn't say that they're, like, serious. Cause remember,
or they died.
It only said one lady's in the hospital, and she's 78 years old.
Yes, yeah, so she's
pushing
it anyway.
She cannot die. She can't die. That would be so much worse than locking down all of Australia and making everybody lose their lives and freedoms.
So these aren't people who are seriously ill. They're just people who have COVID. And they're being forced into a quarantine camp, which is being, you know, somewhat overlooked in this particular story. It was mentioned.
You know, worth pointing out, if they were actually seriously sick, they would be in the hospital along with this woman rather than a quarantine camp.
Yeah. Let's see, a woman in her, blah, blah, blah. The outbreak was triggered by a 21-year-old infected woman who illegally entered the Northern Territory in late October after contracting the virus in Victoria.
That was more than a month ago. Well, based on the odds.
Yeah, yeah, a few weeks.
It was at least 3 weeks ago, and it's just now causing an outbreak.
And how would they know?
They wouldn't. They just make
this
stuff up.
They just wouldn't know. And that could be someone that, you know, an FBI agent or whatever they have there instead of FBI, that they've had walk somewhere and then, oh, gotta lock everyone down.
Well, yeah, you're right. They just make stuff up. But what they can do is they can point to this woman because at some point somebody figured out that she lied on her border entry form. Now stop for a moment and realize what's going on here.
They papers,
border,
please.
Yes, they have border checks in between the Australian states. You cannot go from one territory to the next within the government, you know, within the land of Australia without having your papers checked. And so she told some, you know, border patrol agent a lie and was able to get through whatever this check was. And so at some point they figured that out.
The check didn't include a COVID test?
And they figured out that she had lied, and they figured out that she had COVID, apparently.
Maybe she lied about, like, her reason for traveling or any lie like that that wasn't that serious, and then they were just like, oh, this woman was infected.
And now they get to point to her as, oh, she did this.
You can't walk outside and talk to your neighbors. How could you find out that the government was lying about something?
This is like that dude in New Zealand who tested positive, and they were like, oh, we have to lock down the entire country because this one person is going to spread it to everyone. Okay, but how did that one person get it? He didn't just magically get it.
Well, and now they get to blame this woman. So the government will point to her and say, no, look, it's not us doing this to you. I mean, yeah, we're the ones driving around the army trucks and loading you up into
literally
them.
The ones doing this to them.
But no, it wasn't. It's not us. This woman. See, if she hadn't lied, then we wouldn't have to do this to you. So blame her.
Well, in the locking down of each individual state to where you have to get government permission to go state to state makes me think that libertarians need to break up and stay broken up in all 50 states and make their own free state projects. That's the only way that's going to work.
You're being facetious.
Yes.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We can continue here with more of what's going on in Australia. It is an absolute nightmare, and this is probably, you know, not the end of it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was just, I guess for lack of better, just carnage, likening it to a war zone.
Waukesha, Wisconsin Fire Chief Steve Howard describing what he saw when a Christmas parade held Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin turned into a nightmare. Five people were killed and more than 40 others were injured after an SUV tore through barricades and slammed into crowds. Mayor Sean Riley calling it a senseless tragedy. More than a dozen families of victims of the Parkland High School massacre are reaching a settlement with the Justice Department. All parties are now working to finalize additional details before the case can be dismissed, according to an official court document filed Monday. The family is suing the Justice Department and FBI for not acting on tips warning about the murderer who took the lives of 17 people at the Florida High School in 2018. USA Radio News. AAA is predicting almost 53.5 million Americans will travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. Just what sort of weather should they expect as they hit the road?
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden is tapping Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony and praising the Fed for its role in the economic recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. And the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about Australia, specifically the Northern Territory, where they are rounding people up with the military, the Australian Defence Force, and they are taking them to quarantine camps. And you're going to a quarantine camp even if you are just tangentially connected to somebody who has a case. If you've been in contact with somebody who has a case of COVID-19, you're going to the camp.
Yeah, let's just bask in that for a moment, that the military in Australia is actually taking people out of their homes, probably against their will, forcing them into a camp.
And it's really 1984 to think that they're doing that just because you might have touched someone or walked near someone or been in the same room.
I would say it's 1944.
Room.
Not 1984.
Yeah, ooh, well, 1939. When did they start putting people? Oh. 41, 42? I don't know the exact year.
I don't either.
It was a little later on into the whole Nazi, like, occupation, till people started getting thrown into the death camps.
You've been near an unclean person.
Yeah, I've been against, you know, calling allusions to the Holocaust and what the Nazi Germans did throughout most of this pandemic, mm-hmm. but when you have a military literally taking people out of their homes and forcing them into camps, at a certain point, you have to make a Holocaust comparison because That's what they literally did in the Holocaust.
Well, I mean, the people who are defending this, I'm sure there's plenty of people defending this. I imagine they're going to say, well, this isn't, that's not a fair comparison, Arya. We're taking these people so they can get better. We just want them to be well.
This but they're just fine.
We're not
they're not sick. If they were sick, they would be in the hospital.
Look, we're not going to put people to death. We're just going to take them away from their freedom for at least a 2-week minimum, because we've got to keep them in the camp for 2 weeks unless they, you know, until they can finally test clear. And
well, they didn't start by killing Jews in Nazi Germany either.
No, that's true.
They started in Australia with killing corgis.
What happened to corgis?
A guy hit a health worker hit a corgi with like a lead pipe.
Oh,
somebody's pet corgi in a neighborhood. Don't know why.
Oh, Australia has done worse than that. In order to prevent people from traveling across territories, one of the Australian police forces or whatever murdered like 42 dogs or something like that.
Yeah. They killed the corgi. They killed that corgi that was just like running in a neighborhood and belonged to somebody in the neighborhood.
Oh, I hadn't even heard that. So that was during all this? By the way, Bitcoin.com is your best source to learn about cryptocurrency. Head on over there. Click Get Started at the top of the page. Bonnie's siblings were wondering about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash today. Like, what's the difference? I said, get over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started, and that's where you can learn. What are the differences between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? And, you know, what are the basics about cryptocurrency? It's more important now to learn this than ever. By the way, Bitcoin's on a discount right now. It's $56,000 today.
Ooh.
Which is...
That's like 10%. Oh, that's almost 20% off.
Yeah, that's more than 10%. Yeah. Yeah. I think it hit a peak of like 68,000 just 2 weeks ago or something like that. So, you know, it might be a good time to pick some up. I can't, you know, say for sure what the price is going to do tomorrow. We don't know. But go to Bitcoin.com, learn more there. News.Bitcoin.com is where you can go for all things crypto as far as what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency. The latest headlines updated daily there over at News.Bitcoin.com. So we're talking about the quote-unquote outbreak of 9 cases of COVID in a couple of small towns in the Northern Territory in Australia, where they've now rounded up dozens of people as a result of this.
Because they're doing it based on whether or not you've had contact with these people as well.
Correct.
So if you live in a home with them, or you went out to eat with them, or you had them over, or work with them, you have to go into lockdown too.
Yep, and so they're taking people to what is called the Howard Springs Quarantine Center, and they are using the military, and I suspect it's not an option. You know,
I don't think you can say no when the military comes to your door and they're like, hey, we need you to come with us. Like,
No,
I'm good.
Yeah.
And I need to make a correction. It was actually China that they killed the corgi. And
okay.
I wish I didn't read the part of the story I just now read. They went into this corgi's home. So he was running around the neighborhood. And one of the healthcare workers, government healthcare workers, was holding a crowbar. The corgi went and hid under a table. They moved the table and hit the corgi.
That's just horrifying. But they thought the dog was going to
probably not. It's a corgi.
Virus.
Oh, transmit the virus? I don't know.
Because they were saying that for a while about animals, that dogs and cats might transmit the virus, and then I think they walked it back later. But
I have read something about tigers testing positive in some zoo recently, and I don't even know whether or not to believe it. Who is the person out there who gave a COVID test to a tiger?
Well, remember when they tested like a mango or a papaya or something like that in Africa, and it tested positive?
And how do these cross-species tests work, right?
Well, that was a blind test. They just gave it, like, instead of putting the mouth swab on a mouth, they put it on a papaya, sent it in. The government didn't, or whoever, the testing facility.
No.
Didn't know it was a papaya. They just were like, yep, this is positive. So it was obviously faked.
Yeah. Were you going to say something?
I don't recall what it was.
Okay. So some of the key territories' indigenous bodies have given their backing to Gunner's handling of the outbreak on Sunday. Because, again, I believe Northern Territory is like a lot of the bush in Australia. So you've got a lot of indigenous people living up there, the tribesmen and such. The Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance and councils of various different areas said they were, quote, confident that the NT government is taking all appropriate steps, unquote, to protect the communities involved. And now unvaccinated travelers will no longer be able to enter the NT from Monday under sweeping border rule changes. The only exception will be essential personnel and territorians returning from jurisdictions where the virus is not present, called green zones. Fully vaccinated arrivals from red zones where the virus is present will be able to quarantine at home for 7 days, but will need to have a rapid antigen test upon arrival and return a negative PCR test within 72 hours. This is just to come home.
And you have to be fully vaccinated.
Unvaccinated people can leave, though, right? Are they free to leave if they don't want to live under this tyranny?
Absolutely not. I don't think anyone is allowed to leave Australia at the moment.
Yeah, did you mean leave Australia or just leave the territory?
Leave the territory or leave Australia. I don't really think they're allowed.
I guess that would depend on the neighboring territory.
Well, you don't have to leave your house. I don't know if you'd be allowed to go to another state.
I'm guessing you're unable to travel as an unvaccinated person, you know, across the
border. You have to sneak out of the country, like it's Cuba or something.
Yeah. They must also get retested. 5, 8, and 14 days. Again, still talking about vaccinated arrivals from red zones here. So after the initial testing, you have to get
retested. 5 total tests within a 2-week period for people who are fully vaccinated.
Yes, after leaving quarantine and stay in a high vaccination zone away from aged care facilities and remote communities. So you can count out visiting grandma if she's in a nursing home. The home quarantine requirement is scheduled to end on December 20th, with rapid antigen testing extended to all arrivals.
Seems unlikely that this is actually going to end.
I mean, who could possibly believe that at this point?
Yeah, Australia has been doing this for well over a year now.
They always have an end date, and then it just gets pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, because this is never going to go away. This is going to be with us just like the flu is. In fact, how is the flu doing this year? We are entering into flu season, right? I mean, didn't the numbers show last year that basically the flu completely disappeared as far as statistical, you know,
it
numbers?
It did, and then we learned that the COVID-19 test they were using couldn't tell the difference between COVID-19 and the flu.
I suspect that hasn't changed.
I don't know whether or not it has. I mean, is there even a flu test, or do you just show up to the doctor's and they go, yeah, that's probably the flu.
You got the symptoms.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't think I've ever been given a flu test, but I've certainly had the flu before.
Right, because why would you need a flu test? We know how to deal with it.
Yeah, it's like a cold, but it sucks a little bit more.
Yeah, the doctor prescribes you some zinc or whatever the hell it is you might take. I mean, I've never gone to the doctor for a flu personally.
No, why would we? That's silly.
You know, drink a lot of water and get some rest, you know, and you get through it. Or you die, one or the other.
Fun fact, I ended up having to research this a few days ago, and it turns out that people aged 18 to 49 have a 0.0016% chance of dying from influenza. So completely negligible, non-existent chance.
Almost the same chance as dying from COVID.
I don't remember the number from COVID.
It's like 0.00 whatever, right? Like, almost no one dies from COVID either in that age range.
Right.
The number here is 603-283-6160, but yet they're locking people into quarantine camps in Australia. People thought this was a conspiracy theory. It's actually happening. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about Australia and the Northern Territory, where it is now, well, it's not a crime, so to speak. You're not going to be charged with anything yet. For simply contracting COVID, but they are punishing you for it by picking you up with the Australian Defence Force, which I understand it is basically the military.
They're going further than that. They're punishing people who just have contact with someone who tested positive.
And that means you're going into a quarantine camp. And we had talked about these camps here on Free Talk Live. We actually read a story from someone who had been in one of these camps. Now, initially what they were using these things for was for people who were traveling coming back into Australia. So for people who...
Why would anyone want to travel back there? If you got out of Australia, good for you, man.
Right?
Stay out.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, not... Immigrating into other countries isn't exactly an easy thing to do, so at some point the other countries are like, okay, you've got to leave. Well, where do you go? If you want to be a world traveler, there are ways to do this, right? Like you stay in one place for 3 months, then you go to the next place, and then you go to the next place, and you can kind of... There's ways to do this. Like, I think the rule in Mexico, for instance, is that you can stay for like 90 days or 180, whatever the number is. There's like a certain number of days you can stay for, and then you have to leave for at least... some amount of time that's like, you know, less than a day or something. So, like, you can go into, was it Guatemala, one of the connecting countries?
I think Guatemala connects.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's South America.
It's Central America, but you can go into to Guatemala and stay there and, you know, go shopping for a day. Or I don't know if you have to spend the night there or something like that, but there's like...
Foot outside of the border.
Right, and then you can go back for another 90 or 180 days or whatever it is, and then you're legal to stay down in Mexico. That's not legal advice. That's just what I've heard from people who live down there. And obviously there's some people that just stay down there and they don't bother crossing the border and they're technically illegal in Mexico. And, you know, if you don't get caught, you don't get caught.
I mean, that's how immigration should be. If you want to go somewhere, you should be free to go there and stay there if you so choose.
That's how it should be. Yeah, that would be like a free world, or at least a lot freer of a world. But
what is it about that concept that scares so many people, like even libertarians?
Terrorism. Drug dealers.
China would invade, Arya.
There would be no drug dealers if the United States government would stop fighting the drug war.
That's true.
There would be none of these
drugs.
Mexican drug cartels or anything like that.
Just decriminalize.
There'd
drugs.
Be Walmart psilocybin mushrooms.
And that could very well happen someday.
I don't think I'd want to buy psilocybin mushrooms from, like, Walmart.
Yeah, but if you only had... Actually, nobody said this to me recently. He said, if you only have Walmart... psilocybin money, then you should be able to get it. It's because there are people saying that there should be protections for little people regarding like psilocybin production, and nobody said, just his response to me was, if you only have Walmart mushroom money, then you should be able to buy Walmart mushrooms.
I don't disagree.
I'm not a legal expert, and this isn't legal advice, but as I understand it, it's completely legal in New Hampshire to grow psilocybin cubensis.
This I have not heard.
But solely for aesthetic reasons.
Hmm.
Really?
As I understand it, that's the case.
Well, did you hear about the Supreme Court case that happened like within the last 2 years that basically legalized all drugs
for religious purposes?
I did. I was on the night we talked about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's that.
There is also that.
So, I mean, it's kind of an interesting position.
But, I mean, shrooms are one of those things that just sort of grow places.
And it's like, they do, yeah.
What am I really supposed to do about it if just suddenly my backyard is filled with psilocybin cubensis?
That doesn't happen.
I don't know where they came from. It just happened.
Yeah.
And I think they're pretty, so I'm leaving them there. Except for the ones that I cut down because they weren't pretty and they needed to go inside and... fall into a glass of tea.
Right, and so then they're technically only illegal in that time, right? Like after harvest, essentially, until you
as I understand
in your body.
It. I don't know. Growing shrooms, you would think it'd be easy because they are mushrooms and they just kind of grow on things, but it's not easy if you actually want to cultivate and grow your own mushrooms.
They have to be in like a very specific environment, right? Like
right.
There has to be very, very custom. I don't know what. I know nothing about what goes into this, but you have to get the spores and they have to be in like a fish tank or something, and I don't know. Probably
it's complicated, and it didn't seem fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this. And this was years ago when I lived in Mississippi, and even back then...
That would have been bad to get caught in Mississippi for sure.
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't seem like it's going to be, A, good use of my time, or B, any fun whatsoever, or successful.
Interestingly, and we can talk about toad licking and toad venom coming up here, because that's related to this discussion, but... And you and I both had the same story tonight, Ari, so we'll get into that. But Bonnie and I were just looking today at the proposed legislation for 2022, and the legislation or the bill for not legalization, but decriminalization of psilocybin.
Wasn't there one for all drugs?
There might be, and I have not seen that one yet. But the one for psilocybin, the text is now available. It's been assigned a bill number. I don't have it offhand, so I can't tell you what the bill number is, but it's there. And so we're able to actually look at the text. And the proposal is to basically make it the same kind of decrim level as cannabis, which is a $100 fine for adults if they get caught. You get caught once, you get caught twice, it's $100, it's $100, and then I think it goes to $300 on
but
the
third. But it's always just a fine.
I didn't see anything in there about a misdemeanor arrest, which is something that they did include in the cannabis one, which is the third time or the fourth time you get popped for cannabis as an adult. It does become a misdemeanor in New Hampshire, but I did not see anything about an arrest in this case. So,
okay, awesome.
But again, this is just the first proposal of this bill. It, you know, could be amended. I was explaining to Bonnie what the amendment process is, and, you know, for instance, a nice amendment would be to actually change it to just not just psilocybin, but any plants. Entheogenic kind of plants, so you know that could also include iboga. It could include
that would be a good change.
Cactus, right? So mescaline or peyote, DMT, things like that. And there's an interesting organization out there called Decriminalize Nature that is working in different places to do this. So New Hampshire wouldn't be the first place to do this, actually.
No, but it would be the best place to do this, in my opinion,
yeah.
because I'm in
yeah.
New Hampshire, and
exactly.
I would love to see that happen.
But the point I'm making is it's like we're not going to be groundbreakers on this one because it's already been done in other places, and that's a good thing because and say, hey, look, they did it over here, they did it over there, and, you know, there aren't people jumping off of rooftops because they're tripping too hard.
But we don't have to be groundbreakers at every issue. I mean, we get to be groundbreakers on the secession issue at the very least.
For sure.
Being the first state to actually propose a constitutional amendment that would allow New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence from the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, being the groundbreaker on that is way more important than being the first state to decriminalize, you know, shrooms.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, that reminds me, I've been kind of checking on a weekly basis to see if that particular bill that you're talking about, the secession bill, has actually gotten like a bill number yet. So I'll take a look at that here in a bit, and we'll see if it's out there yet. If you want to join us, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind. Coming up, we've also got the Bitcoin City. If we get a chance, we'll talk about the proposal in El Salvador for a Bitcoin city. Plus, economic concerns are apparently historically low amongst the American populace.
But they're not at a record low, but mm-hmm. they are low considering how much people on average tend to care about the economy.
Considering the circumstances that like they should be caring, but they're not.
They absolutely should be caring. I mean, there are shipping containers lining up off the coast.
Record numbers.
Shelves yeah. are empty yeah. throughout grocery stores. Your dollar is rapidly becoming useless. No one's working anywhere somehow. And the president is saying, oh, you should expect not to be able to find things during Christmas or Thanksgiving,
yeah, that's right.
The biggest shopping season of the year.
Thanksgiving shortages, by the way, like it's getting harder to find the staples of Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turkeys were completely sold out of Aldi 2 weeks ago. Now, they were back last week, but
sure.
there was one day where there was absolutely nothing there, like empty freezers.
Gas prices surging. I had to order fuel, heating oil today,
mm-hmm.
and sure enough, it's up about 10% versus what it was a year ago.
Wow.
And it's like, this is only going to get worse, but yet only like 20-something percent of Americans consider the economy to be a concern.
I don't know if I can believe that number. I mean, is that a government number? Because
what number?
The 20%? Because I feel like I've heard about economic concerns more often than normal, like in mainstream.
It's a Gallup poll.
We'll pull that up here in a bit. We'll get into it. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. And take control of the airwaves here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.